So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf explained the machlekes in the Mishnah regarding Sde Ilan, an orchard, as follows. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kanes is Tebuasu, Masig is Esav, Kanes is Ketzai, Harel Gimel Shanim. Harvesting three different crops, even in a short period of time, establishes a chazaka. For example, grapes, olives, and figs harvested even within 1 year are considered like a chazaka of 3 years. And Chad Peira have a chazaka lukulu peiri. As the Rashbam explains, that Rabbi Shmuel makes 2 points. Bishana achas have a chazaka. The occupant can establish a chazaka even in 1 year. Besada achas, beshalish lekitis, beshalish mekaimis. Although each harvest is only from part of the field, he establishes a chazaka on the entire field. The Gemara now explains, midi Rabbi Shmuel nishma l'rabbanan. Although the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shmuel on the first point, and they require shalashanim, they do agree with Rabbi Shmuel on the second point in the principle of chad peira, have a chazaka l'kulu peiri. One crop, even from only part of the field, establishes a chazaka for the entire field. Therefore, in the case of hayu l'shleisha milanes, mimata asara l'beisa, if there were 30 trees scattered throughout an orchard in such a manner that they derive sustenance from the entire property, achal asar b'shanazu, basar b'shanazu, basar b'shanazu, harez a chazaka. The occupant can establish a chazaka by harvesting a third of the trees of the orchard each year for 3 consecutive years because hane have a chazaka lahani, bahane have a chazaka lahani. Harvesting different parts of one crop throughout the field can establish a chazaka for the entire field. However, the Gemara adds 2 qualifications. Hane milihecha dule afiku, al afiku b'le achal lo have a chazaka. This is only if the other trees did not produce during the other years. However, if all the trees produce each year and he only harvested some of them, he has not established a chazaka. Because as the Rashbam explained, since he did not take all available produce of this field, he has indicated that he does not own this field, and therefore the owner did not see a need to protest. This is only if he harvests several trees scattered throughout the field each year. However, if he only harvested trees from one section of the field each year, he has not established a chazaka because each beisa is considered a separate field. The Gemara digresses to discuss purchasing trees in another person's property in the following case. Zehechzik b'ilanis v'zehechzik b'karka. If the owner of an orchard sold the trees to one person and the land to another, and they each performed a kinyan chazaka, Amar Rav Zvid, zekane ilanis v'zekane karka. One acquires the trees and the other the land. And the Rashbam explains and differentiates as follows. When only one person buys only the trees, a certain amount of land is included in the sale by the seller. As the Mishnah Daf Pei Aleph states, one who purchases 3 trees in another person's property also acquires a certain amount of surrounding land because it is considered an orchard. However, when 2 people buy it the same, the buyer of the trees does not acquire any land because the seller sold the land to the other buyer at the same time. However, a papa maintains, the buyer of the trees acquires some surrounding land. Because if not, Rav Papa argues, this can lead to an untenable situation. While the buyer of the trees has the right to maintain his trees in the land and grow his produce, he does not have any rights to the land. And so, as Rashbam explains, if the trees eventually wither and die, he would not have the right to plant others in their place. And Rashbam and Tosis continue to explain that although according to Rav Zvid the halacha is indeed so, but Rav Papa considered it illogical. The Gemara now discusses the halacha of someone who sold only the land or only the trees and retained the other for himself. The Mishnah Daf Samach Dalet states, when one sells a house or a field, the sale does not include a pit or cistern found on the property, and it's retained by the seller. However, Bekiva holds that the seller must buy back a right of way to his pit because the owner sells generously and does not retain any right unless he specified so explicitly. The Chacham hold that the seller also retains this right of way even without specifying, because meicher ba'ayin ra meicher, the seller sells begrudgingly and retains the relevant rights for himself. Accordingly, the Gemara explains, mocher karka b'shayir lanis lefanav yesh lekarka. If someone sold only the land but retained the trees, he certainly retains the land surrounding the trees even according to Rebbe Kiva. Because Rebbe Kiva amar meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, hanami legabe b'r b'dus, deloy makre sheba'ara. Only in the case of where the seller retains a pit does Rabbi Akiva say that the seller does not retain any rights in the surrounding land, because he feels secure about his ownership of the pit, since the pit does not affect the surrounding land. However, Ilon is the Kamakashiba Ara Shiyurishire. In our case, where the seller retains the trees, Rabbi Akiva agrees that the seller wants to retain his rights in the surrounding land, because he does not feel secure about his ownership of the trees, since the roots of the trees deplete the surrounding soil and impede the buyer's plowing, and the Eloi Shire Lamalit Okri Ilon of Azil. The seller is concerned that if these trees wither and die, the buyer will not let him plant new trees, and so he wants to retain the surrounding land. However, in the reverse case, Mocher Ilon is Bishai Karka Lefanav Plukta Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. If the owner sold the trees but retained the land, this case is subject to the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva v'Chachamim, and the Gemara explains. L'Rabbi Akiva Isle, according to Rabbi Akiva, he sells some of the surrounding land as well, because Meicher b'Ayin Yafa Meicher. However, L'Rabbanan Lesle, according to the Rabbanan, he does not sell some of the land, because Meicher b'Ayin Ra Meicher. The Gemara goes on to explain why the Machlekes Rav Zid v'Rav Papa regarding an owner who sold the trees and the land to two buyers is not contingent on the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva v'Chachamim. Rav Zvid Amar Ein Loi, even according to Rabbi Akiva who says Islay, because in the case of Rabbi Akiva, where Machar Ilan is Veshayar Karka Lefanav, where the seller keeps the land for himself, we can say that he gave some land to the buyer of the trees because Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher. But in the case of Rav Zvid, where Shnei Lekuchei Shekoinim B'Yachad Zeh Ilan is Veshayar Karka, where he sold to two people, we cannot say that he gave some land to the buyer of the trees, because the Amar Lekihecha Dil Didi Lesli B'Ilanis Lididach Nami Leslach B'Karka. The buyer of the land claimed, just as I have no part in the trees, you have no part in the land because I bought all the land. Similarly, Rav Papa Amar Yeshla, even according to Rabbanan who say Lesle, because in the case of the Rabbanan where Machar Ilanis Veshayar Kark Lefanav, where the seller keeps the land for himself, he did not give any land to the buyer of the trees because Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher. But in the case of Rav Papa, where Shnei Lekuchei Shekoinim B'Yachad, Zeh Ilanis Veshayar Karka, where he sold to two people, we can say that he did give some land to the buyer of the trees, because as Rashbam explains, the buyer of the trees claims, just as he sold you the land forever, he sold me the trees forever, and that I have a right in the land to plant new trees when these wither and die, because why would he favor one over the other?